This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Can you believe that it's Friday again? FRIDAYNOVEMBER.
Want me to spell the 22nd or not? I'm probably just say it's the 22nd of November and be done with it. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn has graced us with her presence, as has Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen at the controls. Whoopee! It's Friday. Happens to be the most effective day to get things done. Do you think you work better on Friday, ladies? Is Friday a good work day? Is there a better day during the week than another for getting things done?
Well, the day of the week that you were born, supposedly, is your most productive day.
Really? I never heard that before.
I told you that. A month ago I told you that.
You did?
And I looked up, up what day of the week you were born, too.
Oh,
so I don't remember. Yeah, I think you were born on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't remember what day I was born. I have to check. I don't
know. Jennifer, you know what day of the week you were born?
Monday!
That's your most productive day, really. What about Kara?
Actually,
what day?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Just really? I'm starting to find out. Let's see. I was born on a Sunday, so guess I'm not getting anything done during the week. I do get a lot done on Sundays, though. It's true. I was doing laundry and all my errands and stuff. So.
Okay, there we go. An improvement. Now we know. Think about what day was your birthday, and then you can sort of figure it from there. Hopefully, whatever day it was, you feel like you're productive. Not only that day, but every day.
Also, I was born on Mother's Day, so I don't know why had to run and look to see what day. That should have been obvious. It was a Sunday.
Sunday. Sunday.
So Friday's not your best concentration day. We know that.
Yes, apparently.
All right, well, we better leave her in the dust then, ladies, and get going. Jennifer, you have a recap of the week's events, the impeachment stories, strategy, hearings.
Well, more than that, just kind of what's going to happen going forward, because I think there's a lot of confusion. I was talking with someone yesterday who had, like, zero idea. She's like, so he's impeached now? I'm like, no. No, not yet. So the public testimony is over, at least for now, in terms of the impeachment inquiry. They could call additional witnesses, but Congress needs a break, man. They've got to go on vacation. So they're actually out of session until December 3rd, meaning that the next week we will be free of public hearings so that we can enjoy Thanksgiving. The turkeys have gone home to roost. So the next step, would be for the House Intel Committee to decide if there's anyone else they want to call publicly or privately. Most people believe that they're kind of done with what they're going to allow to happen publicly, and everything that's done behind the scenes is over. So Adam Schiff will then have the task of writing a report, and where the report will be whether or not he recommends moving forward on articles of impeachment. Right now, just judging by what we've seen from Adam Schiff, there are four things that he will probably recommend the House Judiciary Committee draft in articles of impeachment: abuse of power, bribery, because we've heard that word a lot from the Democrats during this panel, contempt of Congress because of the tweets, and obstruction of justice. So Adam Schiff will write his report. He'll then hand it over to Jerry Nadler and the House Judiciary Committee, who will determine whether or not they want to move forward on articles of impeachment. No doubt they'll write their report on these four items and then vote on articles of impeachment against the president. They already have votes.
Can I do a report? I want to write a report.
I know, right?
I want to do a
report. I would imagine, if I were a guessing person, most likely the report is probably already written, and then they'll just kind of shush it up a little
bit.
Yeah. That's just my guess. So they've got the votes probably already. They only need 218 votes to move forward. That would mean the president's officially impeached. Now, this is where the real fun happens. The White House has said, we want a trial in the Senate. So the White House is not going to put the pressure on the Senate to dismiss the case. They're actually going to put the pressure on the Senate to do a full-blown trial, which is exactly what I've been telling you guys strategically is what could backfire on Democrats, because once the Senate picks it up, they put it into a full-blown trial, they can actually investigate the whistleblower, the connections of the whistleblower to Adam Schiff, whether or not Adam Schiff colluded, as was suggested by some media reporting, with the whistleblower and the whistleblower's attorney to kind of come up with this story and this plan. The point is the investigation can go much broader than what it's going now. You can call the witnesses like Joe Biden, Hunter Biden could be called by the Senate. So this really expands. Also, at the same time, all those senators who are in the Senate will have to be tied to their chairs and not on the campaign trail. So the Klobuchars and the Warrens and the Sanders are not going to be able to go out and
campaign. They're going to actually do what they get paid to do? Wow.
So
what a strategy. When did it start, Jen?
Do you know most when likely in January? I mean, most likely it could start in January.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. But think about what that means. See, this is where it gets risky for everybody. And the question is, wouldn't it have been easier to find one good candidate, run him against President Trump, who's not that popular, and win that way? But since they're now down this path, Republicans are saying, all right, you want to play ball? Here we go. And so now in January, most likely, right before early voting in Iowa and New Hampshire and all the early voting seats, California included, a lot of these people won't be able to campaign. So that's probably what will happen. And this could be drawn out for a while, especially if they expand the scope of the investigation and they bring in the Bidens right before people vote. It could be that this goes on for a couple months. So at the end of the day, they're going to need 2/3 of the Senate to take President Trump out of office.
Nancy Pelosi says
that won't happen at this point.
The responsibility of the House is the same as if you're declaring war. There you go. That's
constitutionally. She is right about that.
So, but to go back to the situation with regard to those who are running, this may be the opportunity that Michael Bloomberg seeks as he files paperwork.
And that's why I said he's banking on all of this happening. And he's also banking on the fact that if these guys don't have enough time to campaign, it could be a contested convention. That would give him an opportunity to sort of helicopter in late into the race. So that's one thing that's going on. The next thing that should be brought up is that the Inspector General's report, Michael Horowitz, who's the independent investigator for the intelligence community, has his report that's getting ready to come out. I think it's December 9th is the date. He'll testify before Congress on December 11th, and pieces of the report, because it's already done now and is being passed through the channels for redaction and, you know, all the stuff that happens to reports before they get released to the public. There's a report out that finds an FBI lawyer actually falsified the document that was needed to get
the surveillance.
I can't think of anything. It's Friday. On George Papadopoulos and some of the others that we've heard in the middle of this, of the Russian investigation with Robert Mueller. The report is that there's evidence that the FBI lawyer manipulated, and that's probably Lisa Page, who we've heard about, that was with Peter Strzok, the FBI agent. The FBI lawyer manipulated a key investigative document related to the FBI's secret surveillance of George Papadopoulos enough to change the meaning of the document, according to reports. So there are going to probably be some indictments coming out of the Horowitz report.
Okay. And so we're digging ourselves a big hole here. And people.
Well, I'll tell you why this one's kind of important. This one's important because it involves the FBI and the Justice Department. And what do we always talk about here? Once we realize that our law and order is multi-tiered, and I think that's happened a lot with minority communities already, what kind of country do we have left? Do people lose faith in the justice system?
I don't think people have faith much in the justice system now.
I agree with you.
In general, no. I mean, from the police on up and down, they don't have faith in it.
The idea is, if the government wants to get you, they can. And if that idea is believed by most of the population, that's a problem for our country, and that is what's kind of scary and important to understand about all this.
Yeah, I think very much, especially depending on where you are, I guess, much anything else, where you live, what your experience is, what your pay grade is. Yep, I think that's very interesting. I wouldn't think about it that way, but that's really poignant, I think, Jennifer, very much so. So here we go. Oh, I thought it was interesting, the story about Chris Cuomo, who's the CNN anchor, who called his mother on the air to talk. Why would he do that? What was the context of that? He's trying
to... Well, he wanted to debunk Trump's claim that he wouldn't be able to hear someone else's phone call unless it was on a speakerphone. Because during the trial, one of the witnesses said that on a phone call, he heard Trump come through the phone in a crowded restaurant and hear what the president was saying. President Trump said, that's impossible. There's no way that that could happen. So Chris Cuomo decided to do an experiment.
Talk to my mother. I can hold my cell phone away from my ear and like an entire room could hear my mother when she's talking on the phone.
Nancy. Well, hi, Nancy.
Chris Cuomo is with you, Victoria, and said, oh, please talk to my mother. You wouldn't be able to
I literally
this.
Did not know what Chris Cuomo, I don't watch him and I don't watch CNN, but I didn't know that. But seriously, that happens. Ask my husband who commutes on New Jersey Transit on the train every day. He said he's so sick of hearing people's conversations through the phone, even when they're attached to their ear. It's crazy how loud cell phones are.
Yeah.
Well, right. Chris Cuomo tried it on live TV, and the experiment failed. No one could hear his mother.
Speaking
it was a little embarrassing.
Failing, it looks like Benjamin Netanyahu is a chip off of the old block in a manner of speaking, depending on who you listen to and who you like. He's been charged with bribery. He's been charged with fraud. He's been charged with breach of trust. In corruption cases in Israel, there is the first time since 1949 when Israel was formed that a sitting prime minister faces indictment. But it's kind of the same sort of thing, isn't it? Is this
very
sort of
similar to his buddy Trump?
Impeachment. Yeah.
Bibi and Trump are in the same boat.
These have been very old, though. This was way before the Democrats here may have been inspired by using the term bribery. Who knows? Because this was happening before the election, which is why. He had trouble getting the power back in the government. Remember? That was a big controversy.
Yes.
His wife was in trouble. I mean, these things have been kind of swirling.
All right, so who's the next clone? How about when's Boris going to get indicted? He'd be the next Trump clone to get taken the zuck.
Boris Johnson?
Yeah. Boring Boris. Get him. He's just trying to get rid of all these guys, right? Out with the old and in with the new. And who would be the new? Well, so it'd be now that Bloomberg is officially declared, he's very smart. Listen,
he's not officially declared.
He went to signed up, and
He put himself on a couple of ballots. Alabama.
What does he have to do to officially declare?
There's another one now. Arizona,
Arkansas. Wasn't it Arkansas and Alabama? I think.
Yeah, but now his aide filed another thing yesterday for him. So
that he has not officially declared. He
what
did
does that
this
mean?
Week.
Tennessee.
Officially
that's
declared.
The other state. Tennessee.
What is it? What does he have to do to officially go before?
Say I'm running for president. He was asked this week, and he said I'm not ready yet to say that, but my decision will come in weeks
I'm
or
so
days
sick
rather
of
than
listening
weeks.
To these this business people trying to bag other people. What the hell do you think he's doing? What a stupid. I'm not running. That's not dumb. Yeah, he's running.
I understand, but he's the problem that he's got to decide. He's putting himself on ballots now because he's running up against deadlines, and he's not on any of the early voting state ballots because he missed those deadlines. So, I mean, just
maybe
to say
shake
he's
up
officially
the
in the race.
Let me shake up the system
maybe.
A little bit. That'd be good. MyPillow is shaking up the system big time, and now they do it with their six-pack of fabulous towels made in America. Towels made with cotton grown in the USA. This guy, Mike Lindell, is certainly an American through and through. His company in Minnesota is an American company through and through. Everything's made here. Everything is shipped. Everything's procured. It's pretty easy to get these towels. You'll like them because they actually dry you. Wow, what a concept, huh? There's a radio listener special, kind of a new tab at the MyPillow website. Go to MyPillow.com. And enter the promo DJV. Get 30% off these brand new towels. And then you get the usual discount up to 66% on some of the items. Go to MyPillow.com. Buy the pillows, the Roll and Go pillows, dog pillows, everything. But don't forget those towels. Try them out at MyPillow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You ladies know you can count on me, right? Oh, you're
long.
All
the time, yes. Like Christmas. We definitely can.
Jennifer and Victoria and Karen, Doug and you, with a focus on Trisha Yearwood at the moment. In our music portion of the program, 24 after the hour, serving as host. It's part of this year's CMA Country Christmas program. In addition to hosting duties, she's going to perform on the special as well. Other people set to appear during the holiday-themed concert. A couple of different genres of music, including for King and Country, Kristen Chenoweth, Chris Jansen, Tori Kelly, Lady Antebellum, Rascal Flatts, Runaway June, CeCe Winans? CeCe, is that like CeCe? Who's the CeCe that was on? It was the judge. What was CeeLo? Oh, that's CeeLo. I'm having a conversation with myself. Yes, right. Brett Young's going to be on the show. Chris Young, music, memories, and enjoying the season with loved ones are what make Christmas time so special, said Tricia. Hosting CMA Country Christmas is an opportunity to share joy and celebrate the holidays with all your friends and family. This year marks Yearwood's first time as the host of the special. Reba served as host the last couple of years while Sugarland's Jennifer Nettles hosted for 7 consecutive years. The holiday concert, which was taped in September in Nashville, will air on Tuesday the 3rd, which is, what is that, a week, 2 weeks from now? That's a week from next Tuesday, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock on ABC. So, we're getting into the musical, the Christmas musical scene, which is nice. Does Christmas seem, you kind of have to pinch yourself to think that we're already pretty close to the Christmas season?
Yeah, I just thought that yesterday. I can't believe we're here again. It feels like we just were watching the Griswolds last year. Yeah. It feels like it was only a few months
ago. Fast.
Well, they'll be around again this year. You can be sure of that. Someplace, Victoria, you can see them.
Yep.
Christmas. This is Reba. Crank this up a little, will you? Real old classic country violin. Yeah. Okay. Strains of country music. Here's another country music item. Kacey Musgraves celebrating the holidays this year with her own, her very own special. Going to air on Amazon Prime November 29th. Which is a week from last
Friday.
Night, right? Thursday? Is it Friday or Saturday?
Yeah.
No, it is Friday.
Today after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay, right after Thanksgiving. So, she was on The Tonight Show, gave some insight into the special, telling Fallon, quote, there's a bit of everything there. I've never done anything like this before. Dancing, singing, comedy bits, acting. It's my take on the old school Judy Garland Christmas. Cher, it's kind of a Cher show type thing. In a modern way. Well, when's the last time Cher did a TV special? Anybody remember?
Too long ago. She should do another one.
I think she should as well, yeah. Kacey performed her newest Christmas song called Glittery. How's this? Want to crank it up a little, Kara? You like this? What do we think?
So pretty.
What's been her biggest claim to fame, do you think, ladies?
I mean, she's won Grammy Album of the Year twice. I think she's got 6 Grammys. Obviously, she just won
6 Grammys, I think, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. She's won a lot of awards. She's pretty critically acclaimed. Even if
CMA,
she doesn't get...
She just did well, right?
Yeah. Even if
good
she,
performer.
Yeah, I don't know. She's got a couple songs out with Willie Nelson. She's performed at Farm Aid. She's done a lot of different things, even if she doesn't get a ton of country radio airplay.
Yeah,
I think she's crossed a lot of boundaries into different genres of music, which I like.
Good for her. Yeah, it's nice. All right, so that's the special. It's going to come up on the 29th of November. Here, you heard the focus on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After another day of impeachment inquiry public hearings on Capitol Hill, Republican leaders were accusing Democrats of failing on their legislative agenda because they are so focused on impeachment. Here's the House Minority Leader, Republican Kevin McCarthy.
But the biggest losers in all this are America, because we were lied to. We told that they would be different.
Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham claimed to reporters that Democrats are motivated by a sick hatred of President Trump. More lung injury cases have been reported that are connected to vaping. The CDC says nearly 2,300 cases have been reported as of Wednesday.
They say the majority of the patients were male and most were under 35. The number of deaths also increasing to 47 across more than two dozen states. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start. But not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
The DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You want to
Doug
know a secret?
Along momentarily. What?
I am. Secrets. We have secrets. Secrets. We have secrets. We have lots and lots of secrets. Victoria has one of them. Victoria is here. Jennifer's here.
What's Doug's secret? Doug's here. Spill.
My secret.
I'd like to know where you go and where you disappear to. That's a good secret.
Well, yeah, I just said, well, if you. I really.
I feel like you actually don't want to know the answer to that.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Well, I had to take Charlotte out for a pee. Daisy May out for a pee. It's cold out. Woo! Okay?
Yep, told you you didn't want to know. Mm. But at least it was just about Daisy and not himself.
Right.
Know.
I didn't talk about him. I was going to have a pee. All right. So that's my secret. What about yours, Victoria? You got a secret? Actually, what people don't know about Victoria's secret is that for a long time, she's been conducting this special show. Every year, special garments, right? How do you, He's a double.
Well, yeah, what you're referring to, the news today is that the Victoria's Secret fashion show is no longer. No more wings and glitter on the catwalk and sky-high hooker heels. That's all out the window now. And they're blaming hooker heels,
that's what they call them?
No, but that's what they look like. They're blaming declining ratings of the actual viewership of the TV special. This has actually been going on now
that Jeffrey Epstein's dead, there goes their audience.
Yeah, right? That's his recruiting. But now, this actually started in 1995, which that seems like a really long time ago, but that's the first year that the fashion show aired. And it started late at night, and it got a little bit earlier. I don't know if it became more family-friendly, but people, I guess, were just more tolerant of it. So as the years went on, it actually moved to an earlier time slot. And it did fairly well in the ratings. Back in 2013, it had about 10 million viewers. 2016, it dropped to only 6.5 million viewers. And then last year, it had its lowest, and that was only 3 million viewers. So Victoria's Secret says that they believe that they need to evolve the brand. They'll be communicating with customers, but nothing similar in the magnitude of the fashion show. The fashion show, they tried it at summertime. They tried it in December. They tried a lot of different iterations. They moved it from New York to L.A. They even tried it in Shanghai once. And I just think that they became very tone deaf. The models got younger and skinnier, and I think they just lost touch with their customer, and I think especially they lost touch with the viewer at home. I remember when I first saw the Victoria's Secret fashion show, it was a spectacle, and the wings and all the stuff that they had, it seemed more interesting. And then, you know, the other thing is Victoria's Secret refused to even address the issue of body inclusivity. There, it was just the stick figure girls and the rest of the modeling world moved on, and in large part to Ashley Graham and designers like Christian Siriano, and just the fashion and modeling industry went into a much more inclusive and realistic sense. And Victoria's Secret just kind of stayed the course with their, like I said, the models just kept getting skinnier and skinnier and younger. And I think they completely just lost touch with the audience, so not really surprised that it's canceled. But they said that they're going to try to come up with some other things and other ways to reach
the customer. What would be a way to attract an audience to a show like that?
How about putting a curvy girl on the runway? That would be nice.
Yeah.
I would start with that.
Shape.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think the other problem is that, well, everybody likes to go to Victoria's Secret and we like the sales. A lot of the stuff that they would model were like those big expensive bras and stuff that I don't think anybody ever really thought that they could afford or get or would make sense for their lives, you know? I mean,
that's true.
As much as I would love a crystal bra, please, what am I going to do with it? It's $1 million and am I going to wear it out?
Right, exactly.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. What kind of a bra?
Well, they'd have like the million-dollar
like
bra every
year.
It was either Swarovski crystal, or it was diamonds, or rubies, or whatever. And every year, it was the million-dollar bra. And one girl got picked to wear it, and it was like a whole thing.
Come on.
I swear they picked the smallest-chested girl every year, so it wouldn't have to cost more to cover her.
Really? All right, so while we're in that league thinking about women's bodies, here's one for you. This is one for the books, actually. In Salt Lake City yesterday, a woman was charged with a crime after her stepchildren, remember Salt Lake City, Utah, who lives there, etc., as you think your way through this and shake your head. So the stepchildren came into the father's and mother's bedroom and saw her topless. So they reported her somehow or other, and she was arrested by the police in her own home. The prosecutors say nudity is common in a woman's home, but a woman's breasts should not be visible to other members of the family. And so there was a court hearing. Judge said she plans to rule next month. The husband was next.
The woman was in her own bedroom?
27 years old. Her name is Tilly Buchanan. Yes, in her own bedroom. The husband and the wife had taken off their shirts to get ready to go to bed, I guess. I don't know what they were doing. They were working in the house, cleaning up, and the children, who are ages 9 to 13, walked into the room. She considers herself a feminist, wanted to make a point that everybody should be fine with walking around the house with their skin showing. And somehow or other, this got to the authorities. And so now she had to hire a lawyer.
So who told, I mean, if the only people in the house were her family, then who, would her husband report
kids?
Her?
No.
Or they're, well, she's 27 and they, and she has a 13-year-old stepkid?
No. Yeah, I think she's a little younger than her husband, it would appear.
Yeah, so maybe the stepkids just hate their stepmom and called the cops.
Yeah, she could be required to register as a sex offender.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
And face jail time. What in the world is going on here?
That's
country's
crazy.
Gone off its rocker. Crazy, stupid stuff. A psychologist claims that the earlier you put up Christmas decorations, the happier you're likely to be, Jennifer.
I'm a laugh
psychologist
riot.
Is Steve. What?
I'm a laugh riot.
Yes, you are. You are not. Okay, describe what you've done already in your home for us, will you please? What does it look like at the...
Well, last Saturday, I put up the Christmas tree, but it's not decorated, in full disclosure, but the tree is up and lit, you know, it's all lit and nice. I have all of my decorations up. I'm drinking out of a Santa Claus mug today. That's new. And so all I have to do, because my rule is that I have to have a tree in every room of my house. So it can be a small tree, but I have a tree in every room, including the bathrooms. And so my pink tree in my kitchen is up. All the my red tree in my bathroom. All the everything's up except for the lit up tree in my den and the lit up tree that I put in my bedroom. But otherwise, every room has a tree in it, and my big tree is up, so I have to decorate it this weekend in all my spare time.
You're like Buddy the Elf. I had no idea.
I am. So, yeah, I'm big into the Christmas and the glitter and the lights. Gotta love those. Mm-hmm. Don't have my outdoor decorations up, but Jeff promises me that this weekend will be the weekend.
Outdoor decorations? What do you put them around the house? What do you, how, what do you consider
outdoor decorations? Yeah, I take a... Well, I have very long strings of white lights that I drape along because I'm a corner house, so I have a lot of fence space, especially because I have three lots. So I do a strand of white lights all the way from one end of the gate all the way to the other end. I put lights on the house, and then I have the disco forest, which involves some lit up deer and some lit up trees. And
disco forest.
That's what.
Can you
in my
please take lots of pictures of this and put it on Instagram?
You know,
I need to see the
Victoria,
disco forest.
There was Lowe's had pink lit up reindeer.
And you bought everyone.
Yeah, I'm so sad I didn't get more because I called them Gertie and Joe Buck. So I had Joe and Gertie, and they would sit in the disco forest, and they were pink reindeer, and they were amazing. And I loved them. And then eventually they started to, as deer will, just fall apart. And so I had to, I tried to find them, and I've not been able to find them again. It was for, they did it for breast cancer. They did it for the Komen Foundation. They made these pink reindeer. And I am desperately trying to find them again. If anybody has seen pink reindeer... Please let me know. I'm not willing to pay a ton for them because, let's be real, you know.
So, anyway, this stressful world, according to the psychologist, is something. I was told yesterday by two doctors. I went to see a couple of people to see if I can finally clear what was going on in my body. And this one person who knows me very well has said, you just have too much stress that you don't acknowledge. With all the things that have been going on, as I've said many times, I'm busier now than I think I've been in, at any point in my life. And I'm trying to juggle all three of the important balls in my life equally, and that I shouldn't be doing that. Take a priority, make one a priority, and then work that one through, and then go to the others instead of doing. But I think that Christmas this year for me, and even Thanksgiving, I was thinking about next week, I'm probably not going to be with anybody, not do anything. I love on the farm, getting on a tractor and doing work around the farm. That's a great stress reliever for me. And so that'll probably be something. I don't have
like
Christmas decorations.
It's like your version of golf.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. That's a very good way of putting it. Thank you, Victoria.
But doesn't the Christmas stuff get you in the like mood to feel
it hasn't.
Good
it did for a while when I was with somebody who really liked Christmas, kind of got it turned around for me. But I think last year, because Miles was here, Miles and Megan and Matthew were here for Christmas, and we were thinking about doing that this year, but they want me to come there, so I'll be there. But it's fun with the children, the air of childlike behavior, kind of fun at Christmas. I think that'll help a whole lot. But
well, Miles is a really fun age now, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
well, he'll really enjoy it.
It's fun. He's getting into, he understands Halloween and Christmas. And
think about how much
like
fun
that.
It is to go into debt. I mean, I think about it every
time. Was it yesterday I said 16% of the people that spent money last year still haven't paid it off yet?
Yeah.
Christmas give up your money. Hopes and dreams, also you can find that ultimate Christmas present.
Right. Yeah. So if you're itching to decorate before Thanksgiving,
Well, truth be told, Thanksgiving is late this year, so if you haven't started decorating, you're behind the eight ball. This weekend is your weekend.
3.5 weeks. So actually, when you get right down to it, next Monday, the 25th, so it would be a month away from Christmas next Monday. So you're less than 4 weeks. It's like for Thanksgiving is on, let's see, 28th, so you bring it back. Yeah, you've got probably 27 days till Christmas. Yep.
I think it's kind of late this year for the tree at Rock Center, too, because they're not lighting it until Wednesday, December 4th. Really? And that's kind of late. Mm-hmm. But I guess
they don't want to interfere with all the excitement around the Washington. No. Listen, the impeachment, that's much more
important. No, well, they always do it the Wednesday after Thanksgiving. It's just, like Jen said, Thanksgiving is so late this year, it's not even being lit until December, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Couple of sports items. Is anybody still following what's going on with Colin Kaepernick? I'm looking
is
back at the week
new?
In review. Nothing. I don't think there's anything. Other than arguing among people on the television and radio as to whether he has a job or he doesn't.
I think it'll only matter if he gets an offer, right?
Blacker than another player, all his foolishness is.
Well, I think really what most people care about is he going to get an offer or not? And if he doesn't, then that's going to be the end of it.
Is there a realistic fit for him in the NFL is the question. And
I think most people say.
And as far as the college football is concerned, what did we say? We did the betting. We talked to the guy from Bet Online. Kara was. But it doesn't seem to be much of a chance that Ohio State won't be number one. They're playing. I think they're playing Penn State this weekend. But other than that, all those ratings pretty much are staying where they have been. So.
Yep. The only thing I like about college football is tailgating and drinking.
Yes.
And
right.
The rest of it.
If you're going to do sports, the biggest story is, and Jen and I, we were talking a little bit about this yesterday, the Houston Astros. So they had a big owners meeting yesterday, and the baseball commissioner, Rob Manfred, said that they're now going to investigate 3 seasons back into the Astros stealing signs. He said, quote, that they're going to investigate the Astros situation as thoroughly as humanly possible. So this is going to be a really big deal. Lots of fines, some firings,
corruption.
Some suspensions. Yeah. This is a big deal.
All right, Jen, television, what do we have tonight and the weekend that's going on the tube?
Tonight it's going to be, this weekend it's going to be all about the holidays. That should be a little bit, that's more apt.
How many shows are saying that this is their last episode of the fall season?
Yes, the fall finale. That's happening a lot, which means you're going to get a lot of holiday specials coming up in the next couple of weeks. All right, so obviously college football Saturday. Tonight, Comedy Central stand-up presents Sarah Schaefer. She's supposed to be very funny. She's doing the season finale of this Comedy Central special. That's 11:30. Tonight. Also, a reminder, on Sunday, the 2019 American Music Awards happen on ABC with all of the hullabaloo around what Taylor Swift will perform. You'll want to check it out. That's on ABC at 8 o'clock. If you want something else to do tonight, CBS is all new before their fall finale. That includes Hawaii Five-0 and, of course, Dougie, our favorite, Blue Bloods. That's all starting on CBS tonight at 8 o'clock. And ABC, new tonight with American Housewife and Fresh Off the Boat, plus a brand new 2020.
10 before the hour here on the DJV Friday program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Here we go into the overview of top five technology stories. Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here. Victoria Keelan joins me. I'm Doug Steffen with the top five. I'll give you the number, give you a little bit of a little salt and pepper shaker of info, and Victoria will explain. For example, at number five, Airbnb in the focus. Here's a fabulous company, expanded very quickly, and is suffering growing pains. Would you say that's an accurate statement?
A little bit, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So Airbnb announced this week new guidelines for its experiences program. Now, this is when you go onto the Airbnb site or the app, when you can look at the Airbnb listings themselves, places to stay, and then they have, underneath that, they have local guides and things to do, and then they have an experiences section. And that can be anything from outdoor skydiving, bungee jumping, ice climbing, high altitude hikes, backcountry skiing, all the things that you can do in and around your Airbnb rental. And so because there have been some injuries and liability essentially is really what's at stake here. So Airbnb says that they're going to be they have a whole new guideline for the experiences program, and it's basically meant to improve safety and the quality of the program. And they say now that all the experiences have to be 100% verified with the company, and they're going to make sure that if you sign up for any of these activities, that everyone has a proof of permit and certification and license and all that stuff. Essentially, they should have done all of this to begin with, but like you said, Doug, it is some growing pains. They just expanded very quickly.
All right. Number four, Samsung's Star Wars-themed Galaxy Note 10 is making news because...
because it's probably the coolest phone I've ever seen, and I am a diehard iPhone fan, but if I were an Android fan, this is the phone that I would get. It's coming out, well, the Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, the movie, is coming out on December 20th, and so Samsung has announced the Star Wars-themed Galaxy Note 10 Plus. Now, the 10 Plus is the larger size of the Galaxy Note 10, and it's a tribute to Kylo Ren. They used his character as the inspiration. Goes on sale December 13th. It's a hefty price tag. It's $1,300, but the phone is amazing. It comes with a red lightsaber-style S Pen. It's a black Note 10 Plus. It has a Star Wars First Order emblem on the back in black with red trim on the buttons and around the camera. It comes in a Kylo Ren-themed box. You also get black Galaxy earbuds that have red inner casings, and it also comes with a Kylo Ren-themed leather phone case. It is really, really cool. It's going to sell out, I'm sure. So Star Wars fans, get on it right away. And it's available for pre-order right now, but it doesn't hit stores until December 13th.
Number three, heading toward number one, Google. Is there a week that goes by? It doesn't seem like we can get through a week, Victoria.
Well, everybody
Google
uses
or an
Google.
Apple story.
Yep. Yeah, Google Maps is in the news this week for a pretty cool reason, especially as vacation season kind of kicks up. So Google Maps app, the actual app, has, if you go into the app and you click on the menu in the top left corner, you'll see something that says your timeline. This is a feature that people haven't really used yet, but it's getting buzz now because people are discovering how cool it is. Essentially, what it's done is it's tracked every place that you've gone with your cell phone. And so if you've gone on vacation, and even if you popped into a little bookstore in Paris or a restaurant in Italy that you loved, it's all going to be right there. And so you can basically relive your vacation. And now the coolest part is you can share all of that with your friends and family. And that downloads immediately into their Google Maps app. So if they're also going on a vacation and friends say, hey, can you remember that little restaurant that you loved? It's all right there. And then it creates a map. And basically you're creating a tourist guide for your friends and family. It's really a cool feature.
Very cool. Number two, speaking of cool, Hulu.
Well, yeah. Not so cool, because right, the cost of being a cord cutter is getting pricier and pricier. Hulu has now announced the second price hike of this year for its live TV monthly subscriptions. It's going up by $10 on December 18th. So now, if you've got the basic Hulu and the live TV plan, that means you have to sit through ads on the on-demand content. That goes from $45 up to $55 a month. And so if you want the no-ad feature, that's $61 a month. Hulu TV is actually building. It's got 28.5 million customers right now, paid subscribers. 2.7 million have the live TV. And so their biggest competition is Sling TV and DirecTV Now. But Hulu's definitely gaining on the competition.
Number one, this is, I don't know whether this is bad news, seems to continue for that Disney Plus channel.
Yeah, and you know what? This one actually doesn't really involve Disney Plus, because customers are being they have been locked out of their account. And it has nothing to do with Disney Plus. It has everything to do with people not paying attention to warnings like don't use the same password for every online account. And what happened is hackers got your password, and then they applied it to Disney Plus, and they're locking people out of their accounts.
All right, there it is. Top five items from the world of technology that imply that you're interested in this, because I am. I hope everybody is.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.